Okay.
Time now to look through the window at baseball. It's a little cloudier, as Bruce said yesterday. But we do it for Truett & White, the professional builder's choice. And, of course, Marvin Windows and Doors. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bruce.
Good. I just heard Pecan say you're darn tootin', so it's a good day already.
You're darn tootin', Bruce.
Hey, plus we mentioned Wes Farrell today. That's a good part.
Yeah, let me weigh in on the greatest hitting pitcher. Well, of course, it was Babe Ruth, and you know he was pitching during the dead ball era. It's still a great hitter, but in modern times, far and away is Kemmer Brett, George Brett's brother. They shortened his name to Ken, but I followed this kid since he was in high school in El Segundo. He was a George Brett kind of hitter, Kemmer Brett. You look up his numbers. He was stuck with a DH a lot, but this was a real hitter. This was a serious hitter who could hit any pitch, and for my money, the best I've ever seen.
Very good. No, Ken Brett, we called him Ken Brett, if I'm not mistaken. Ended up with the White Sox, right? He ended up with the White Sox.
Yeah.
But you're right, Bruce. He was he had a lot of home run games, I remember, but a shortened career, and I know he died early. But, yeah, I'll go with that. Ken Brett is good. I see Bumgarner a little bit like him a little bit. Maybe not the hitter. Bumgarner just swings for the fences.
Well, Bumgarner's looking for the heat. Right. And if you throw him the heat, I don't care how hard you're throwing it, he can take it out. But the next time up, I mean, Kershaw just undressed him. He struck him out. All three swings were just, like, half-hearted. He was completely overmatched. You know, if Bumgarner played more regularly, he'd get that straightened out. But don't throw him the fastball. And, oh, my God, he just tortured that ball.
Bruce, via Buster Olney's column at ESPN.com from this morning, Bumgarner has hit 8 homers at home the past 3 seasons. Okay? That's more than Brandon Belt and Matt Duffy have at home in that same span. And obviously Matt Duffy and Brandon Belt have a lot more at-bats at home than Bumgarner. So, it's wild what he does, man. He just, he's a two-cheeker, as Mike and Dwayne would say.
He gets both cheeks into it for sure. I mean, one of the stats I love is that there's only one guy that has homered twice off Kershaw since the beginning of last year at any position, and it's Bumgarner. Yeah. That's pretty amazing.
And in fact, I'm looking at a chart right here, guys, of all the hitters that have gone yard on Kershaw twice. And there's 17 of them, including Bumgarner. But then you got some kind of weird names in there. Some of the more guys you'd expect. Troy Tulowitzki has taken him deep 3 times. Then you got Chris DeNorfi has taken him deep 3 times. But then some of the other names. How about Ryan Spielborgs? Jason Worth, Clint Barmas. These are guys that have really have had some success with the deep ball with Clayton Kershaw. And I didn't expect to see those names.
No, we didn't expect Andre Anza either. I mean, especially on a high and tight fastball, he really turned on that thing. He looked like a home run hitter there for a bit, that's the beauty of baseball.
Yeah, isn't there something about this giant Dodger thing? And you know, I go back to watching him when I watched it as a kid, and over all the years, and those Saturday night games from L.A. and the Randy Moffitt in the bullpen and all that would go on. This thing is just never. You expect the unexpected, and they don't disappoint.
Well, I was looking at my computer yesterday in the 8th inning, and you sent out a tweet saying, well, get ready, buckle up, because something's going to happen. And, you know, sure enough, you get a routine ground at a second for a double play at the end of the game, but nope, it's Dodgers Giants, so, which is just the terrific thing about it. I mean, all three games have been just fantastic.
You weighed in on the issue of whether Tomlinson should have been out there in the 9th inning, and I think your opinion is the prevailing opinion. You want to restate that?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he gives Crawford and Panic the day off, and people are going, well, geez, it's awfully early for that, but their schedule is pretty loaded. They're playing, you know, almost every day here, and they've got 2 games in their pocket against the Dodgers. Good day to put, Adrianza and Tomlinson into the lineup, but he gave them the entire game. He wasn't going to pull them when it mattered. You know, he might have pinch hit for Adrianza at a certain time. That just wouldn't make any sense. But, you know, Tomlinson could pick it. He's a decent fielder. He's comfortable out there. It was a rainy day. I'm not making excuses for him. But I like the fact that he was going to wrap up the game with the guys. He gave him the whole game. It didn't work out. But I think the trust that he showed in Tomlinson, that kind of thing matters over the long haul.
Yeah, I think it's mainly a second guess. I think the first guess is you keep him in there. But you know, when it didn't work, the second guess was easy. But I think that's the prevailing opinion. Bruce, what about Cueto today? His debut at AT&T Park. And Ron Wotus was talking about him and talking about the way he pitches. And if he gets you leaning on a curveball, he'll throw the next one slower. This guy yeah. is the showman, and he really, everything he does in life is to deceive you.
I love watching him pitch. I wish there were more pitchers like him. It seems like most of the really great ones come from the Latin American countries, you know, Marichal and Livon and El Duque and Luis Tiant. They're so creative, and the whole art of pitching is about keeping the hitter off balance, changing speeds, changing motions, and changing everything. Not even looking at the guy sometimes. you're looking at center field when you throw the ball just before your delivery. So he's a treat, and it looks like he's still very much in his prime, and it's going to be a fantastic thing all season. I mean, you mentioned the contrast going from Bumgarner to Cueto. It's just beautiful. I mean, you're the opposing team. What a totally different look in every respect. So that's it's going to be fun. And, you know, Kazmir, the stylish lefty looked real good his last time out. So it's a pretty interesting matchup once again.
Bruce, Marty put the over-under on time of the game at 2 hours and 28 minutes. Over or under for Bruce Jenkins?
That would be nice. I think because it's Dodgers-Giants, it's not going to be that simple. I'm going to go 250.
Okay.
Hey, 250. Wow.
Yeah, well, then you're going to have a couple of reviews at second base. I think that's what you're looking at. that's where you're going. You know, Bruce, you bring up a good point, and that is where these pitchers come from and throw like that. And throughout baseball history with the winter leagues and the Latin American leagues and Mexico and all that, they used to send players down to those leagues to learn how to hit the breaking ball because that's what you would see. You wouldn't see just the big, heavy fastball pitchers down there. Everyone was Fernando. Everyone was pitching and tricking you in some way. And that's sort of the history of the game, and that's the way they came up.
Yeah, and you'd not only see the breaking ball, but you'd see it from all angles. You'd see it from a side armor or maybe over the 12-6 over the top or a submarine. You know, guys who just Juan Marichal was the first really great quirky Giants pitcher. He had about 19 relief points. You never knew which one he was going to come up with or which pitch he'd throw from each one. So you wind up looking at about 20 different options up there, which is just priceless.
Well, this is our first week of baseball, and we've got a shortstop in Colorado who's got six homers in 5 games. We've got Zach Greinke. He's got to give up one earned run in his next 30 starts to match last year.
Wow.
What a week of baseball. What do you think of Greinke last night?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, he definitely hasn't had his best stuff for 2 outings now. I mean, you got to think that he gets it together in a hurry, and all of a sudden he reels off 8 great starts in a row, and the Dodgers are going, what the heck are we doing? But, you know, right now, I mean, Greinke's had a little elbow issue at, like, the last 5 spring trainings in a row, and he always gets over it, and it's like it never happened. You know, maybe something's going on in there that we don't know about, and he does. I mean, I like that he, you know, the flu was going around, and he wouldn't use that as an excuse. He goes, no, I felt great. I mean, maybe he really didn't. But, let's see how time plays on that one.
Yeah, and I wonder if his history with anxiety, if that creeps up again. I mean, we heard about Bubba Watson and his dealing with it, and Greinke used to have the whole anxiety thing. Yeah, for 4 earned runs yesterday and what he gave up opening day, Arizona, the ship be sinking fast, Bruce.
Well, now it looks like Pollock is out for the season. The Diamondbacks weren't totally forthcoming about what was going on there, which is a little disturbing. But if Greinke's really going to have some problems, that could unravel. And like you say, he has a social anxiety disorder. He likes to be he can't stand the days between his starts because he doesn't know what to do with himself. He's a pitcher, and if it starts going bad and there's a lot of media intrusion and what's wrong with it, this and that, he's not going to enjoy that. So for his own peace of mind, he needs to get the thing back together.
You know, Nick Porcaro told us, and I was thinking about this. I said, what if he was a Giant? He will only talk to the media on the day he pitches, which means after the game. He will not talk to anybody. Can you imagine that if he was here? That would not fly.
No, hell no.
No, exactly. The Giants are very particular about the people they bring in, the character that they have, the way they go about their lives every day. And you're right, that wouldn't be a good thing. I probably, as a pitcher, you wanted him here, but for a lot of other reasons, I think it might have been a little bit of an awkward fit. You know, if the guy's 20-1, you can live with it. But
really,
as he gets older, he's not going to be winning in the Cy Young conversation. So
all right,
to see how that plays out.
I'm going to leave you with this, Bruce. This is one of the notes today. It's a good one. Bumgarner's the third Giants pitcher to hit 3 home runs against the Dodgers in his career.
Okay.
Following, get ready.
Ready?
Fat Freddie Fitzsimmons.
Yeah.
That was his nickname. And Jim Hearn. How about that? How about that,
Jim Hearn,
Bruce?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I was thinking back. I wonder how many homers Drysdale hit against the Giants. Don Drysdale was a very good hitting pitcher. He, a little like Bumgarner. He threw a fastball. He'll yank it out of there. Great big strapping right-hander. And we'll see. Let's flip it around and see about the Dodger homers against the Giants when you get a minute.
All right, we'll do that.
Well, just for a career, Don Drysdale is 6th on the all-time home run list for a pitcher. He hit 29, and then Fat Freddie Fitzsimmons hit 14. He's 19th on the career pitcher list.
Freddie, yeah, I remember when he was thin. I remember skinny Fat.
He was a good pitcher. He pitched for the Dodgers and the Giants.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, Freddie Fitzsimmons. And I think he was the pitching coach for the Giants for a period of time as well. And Jim Hearn was a great golfer. And he was a
much
great
like
golfer.
Much like Marty Larry, I hear.
Not me. I broke the driver, and that was the end of it for me.
That's a sign of it. You got to move on.
Right. Hey, Bruce, great to have you on. What's up for you today?
Well, I'm on my way down to San Jose. I'm going to watch Giants, Warriors, and the Masters with some good friends and a little party favor. Should be really fun.
Hey, Bruce, what if Bernhard Langer brings it home, huh? Wouldn't that be a story?
It would. It's not the one I want to see necessarily. I like Spieth in there, and I kind of wish McIlroy were a little closer, but I just whoever it is, I hope it goes down to the last. I'd love to see you go down to the last 4 holes with 4 guys in it. That would be classic.
A great day for sports fans. It's going to be right here at AT&T. Chris Bassett against King Felix up in Seattle. The Masters, Warriors, Spurs. Life's pretty good.
Shelby
Beautiful.
Miller for Arizona.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay. One more thing to look at.
Doesn't look that good either.
Right. All right, Bruce. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Always a lot of fun.